Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterroad Show. And, well, I tell you, we've got some interesting developments here. But before I get to that, especially the Federal Circuit Court of Claims versus the Fifth Circuit Court of Claims, this issue with Donald Trump and the aliens and refugees. Of course, the state of Hawaii and a whole bunch of, quote, Christian pastors, preachers, even the Hindus, the rabbis, have all entered into this issue. Especially under the, quote, Establishment Clause, which is the freedom of religion, which it has nothing to do with the freedom of religion, the First Amendment. I can't make this stuff up. I mean, if they will go create this type of total off-point nonsense, of course, the President of the United States is taking on the crocodiles and the alligators and whatever else in that swamp up there, but they're coming out of the woodwork. I just, you go into the docket sheet, I could not believe all of these, quote, Jewish rabbis and all of these, quote, Christian preachers and pastors and churches and businesses. Of course, they want the, was it H-1B or 2B, whatever one of them is, so they can hire these people offshore to take away American jobs. Where are the senators in this? Why is nobody in the Senate or the House of Representatives weighing in on this? Why are they so silent? They seem to have a real loud voice on other issues, and they've filed in. They have standing to file. Where are they? Because none of them wants to be singled out in the open. This is so unbelievable. What is even more unbelievable, and I'm going to open this up here, is they use the terms, but nobody will touch the definitions, session side or these other guys. Why? What's so bad about these terms? Why these terms is a killer. It would totally shut down any excuse for religion, and nobody's using it. What's so dangerous about it? Why are they not doing that? I can't make this, you just can't make this up. They use two terms, refugees and aliens. These are terms. This is why you and me, when we go into the courts, get our clock cleaned. We do not understand what's going on? Because they are using terms without disclosing them. There are literally thousands upon thousands of words that have terms in the United States Code. The United States is defined over and over and over in different ways. State is defined over. What the hell happened to the several states and the union of these United States? What happened to that? How can you redefine all these things? Because there are so many blessed benefit jurisdictions for, quote, citizens of the United States. This thing that everybody thinks they are and has not a clue what it means. Most people don't. I never used to either. I guarantee you, I looked for it for years trying to figure out what the hell was going on with this stuff. I knew I wasn't one. Because it didn't start till 1866, so what happened from 1789 or 1787 to 1866? How did our republic get by without a citizen of the United States? Duh? You think? This is one of the things that Westlaw allows, which I'll be talking to a little bit later. This is one of the things that that we don't understand. This is why you don't get anywhere. It's like thinking somebody is talking English, and in reality, there's all kinds of code. There's coded term definitions that are embedded. They all use them, without exception. It's totally rigged to where we can't win. And when we lose, and we don't even understand why, because they don't tell us the terms. Rafford's case was one of the most blatant ones. That's the only one that I've ever been involved with in a criminal case, from the actual beginning of the case, criminal. Why was the judge so against having taxpayer defined? These people got in this case, said, well, we don't know what the term meanings are, and we have no intention of looking them up. Well, how in the heck can you testify to facts if you don't know the meanings of the words and the terms, and telling me that, guess what? Yeah, Rappert is a taxpayer. I'm acting as a withholding agent. How do they do that? It's non-essential nonsense. There is no evidence. If you cannot... Because in the definition, and that was one of the biggest finds that I had made. Let me get this here again, but it's the word. Let me get it so I read it exactly what it is here. Means. This is a killer. I've tried unambiguous statutes. This is what you would think in Trump's case up there, 1182F, 8 USC 82F, that they would be doing that. You would absolutely think that they would use unambiguous statutes. I've tried it, but it doesn't work. They just ignored it. I couldn't get them pinned down enough to actually get them into a corner. But I found the definition of means. Boy, is that a killer. It's absolute. When an exclusive definition is intended, the word means, it's in quotation marks, is employed. Supreme Court case, Groman, G-R-O-M-A-N versus the commissioner, 302 U.S. 82, 1937. That's one of many, Supreme Court. The exclusive use, then if you take, like I say, this, a dog means cat, every time I say dog, I'm meaning my putty cat. That's just absolutely what it means. There's no getting around it. Well, then how would I know that I'm talking about my cat when I use the word dog in a brief? I wouldn't, would I? And I would have no idea why I was getting beat. Because I didn't understand. This is the game. The rig game. Now, getting back to this issue of the Trump stuff, why is it anybody using the two terms refugee and alien? I know they know. There is no doubt about it. These people at the just like what we're going to get to here in a minute about the DOJ, this guy Cohen, I've tangled with him before. He's a top dog out of D.C. for IRS cases. When he hits a hard one, you see his name, C-O-H-E-N, show up. I like to see those top dogs. It's fun. Tangle with them, especially as I learn more and more about trying to expose them for what they are. They're liars. But why doesn't anybody want to use the definitions? I don't understand it. Because they can't. Because the whole big thing, this would show the complete overthrow of our republic. And nobody is going to go there. And what are they talking about when they talk about this stuff? Let me find here, 1182 here. It's just hard to believe this. You just can't make this stuff up. How can intelligent people do this? They're evil. I think they're possessed by demons. I was reading some of Mark of all the different demons that were thrown out of Christ throughout. Do we not believe that people are possessed by demons or are pure evil? Hillary Obama, what president of the United States that wasn't even qualified has ever set up to overthrow and totally oppose the guy that the people elected to follow him? Nobody has ever done that in history. And here is Obama and Hillary and all of these pedophiles and you name it, all lining up to overthrow an election, which Providence had to be there, because how would Trump have won with all of these evil that's out there? I'm going to read this again. It's called an unambiguous statute. And it's also the exclusive use of executive power to the President of the United States. It is beyond the realm of any, and there's cases, for any judicial determination. It says, whenever the President finds is a determination. Does it say President? Does it say who? Just President. Him alone. That the entry of any aliens, we're going to remember now, what is an alien? Does anybody know? We're going to get, it is defined with a definite meaning, which we're going to get to, but nobody in all the briefing I've looked at will touch that meaning. Nobody. Or of any class of aliens, still back to aliens, into the United States, doesn't say United States of America, says United States, would be detrimental to the interests of the United States. Doesn't say United States of America again, does it? Says United States. He may, that's the President, by proclamation, our executive order, that'd be him, and for such period as he shall deem, strictly up to him, nobody else, necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens, there we go, that definition that we'll get to, or any class of aliens on immigrants or non-immigrants, as immigrants or non-immigrants. But it's alien, as. Alien prevails, okay? Or impose on the entry of aliens, there we go again, any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. Is there any doubt about, that's called an unambiguous statute. But it's also part of the executive power of the President of the United States. But it also happens to be a, quote, law of the United States codified. Is there any doubt? Why won't they use the definitions? I'll tell you why. Because it would, technically, it would overthrow the whole, it put our whole overthrown republic in great danger. Because they would have to address something. So let's go look and see, what is an alien? Let's go up and look. Now this is under 8, United States Code. 1101, 8 U.S.C. 1101, definitions. And it's under A, 3, as used in this chapter. And that's a chapter on immigration and naturalization. So let's see. That's what they use all the time, too. They have definitions that are used in this subparagraph, this chapter, this subchapter, this title. Why does the same word not have meaning all across all of the, quote, United States Code, actually laws of the United States? They really didn't used to use those prior to the Civil War. Then they started wising up that, this is a way to overthrow our republic. We will use terms with means, and we, the people, will go to the dictionary and say, hey! Not having a clue, not having access to find by word searching, which I can do in less than 10 seconds, all the definitions that have means to find the code. The term alien means, it's aliens in quotation marks, so there's no doubt, and it's followed by means. So that's the exclusive use of that word, which is now a term. Any person, and that person could be an interesting situation, but we'll leave that one alone, not a citizen or a national of the United States. So you either can't, somebody that is not a citizen or national of the United States. Well, then what does that mean? Well, we'll go down in the same 1101, and let me get down here till I find it. So what are they talking about there? The term national means a person owing permanent allegiance to a state. That's a citizen of one of the several states. That's 21. 22 says the term, and in quotation mark, national of the United States means, okay, A, citizen of the United States, or B, a person, though who not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. That is the citizens of the several states, the second one B. The first one is called a citizen of the United States. And do you know you can be a citizen of the United States and not domiciled in a state? Because I've got two now, and we're going to have three cases into the United States District Court on diversity of citizenship. You can be a citizen of the United States and not actually have a domicile. Isn't that amazing? See, the diversity of citizenship used to be between a citizen of the several states. But we'll get into that in a minute here, because that's this other thing that I found in 1938 that really put great clarification on that. I could not believe I was under a misconception. I did not understand the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. So it's therefore, if you're alien, why doesn't anybody use it? Doesn't say anything about religion, does it? Got to be a national of the United States, which means a citizen of the United States, or you owe allegiance, which is a citizen of one of the several states. Got two options. Doesn't say one damn thing about religion. Why don't anybody use it? Because they do not want to bring up the citizen of the United States. I guarantee you they do not. Because all of these states, which we'll get into later on in the program here, are operating because only Congress can make laws for citizens of the United States against state law or the state, quote, actors, the people that operate under the authority of a state. Does not reach the people, we the people. Isn't that amazing? All these people, oh, I'm not a 14th Amendment citizen. Well, I didn't understand this until I found this thing that was done in 1887 by lawyers. Back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, we're back here. So what's the difference between an alien and a refugee? An alien is somebody that is not a national of the United States, or national, which is a citizen of the United States, or it's somebody not a citizen of the United States that owes permanent allegiance to the United States, being a citizen of one of the several states. Okay? So why? What's a refugee then? This is in number 42 of 11.8 U.S.C. 1101. Means, the term refugee means any person who is outside any country of such nationality, or in the case of a person having no nationality, is outside any country in which such person has habitually resided, or who is unable or unwilling to return to, and is unable or unwilling to avail himself or herself of the protection of that country because of the persecution or well-founded fear of persecution on account of race, religion, nationality, membership of a particular social group or political opinion. So that's somebody that thinks because of race, religion, nationality, membership, blah, blah, blah. The term refugee does not include any person who ordered, incited, assisted, or otherwise participated in the persecution of any person on account of race, religion, nationality, membership of a particular social group and political opinion, yada, yada, yada. Nobody's using it. These people come, I'm a refugee. We don't even have anything on you. Well, I just want to come. I was here, man. I was bringing my Islam with me and my Sharia law. Right. Mm-hmm. Are we like stupid or what? Why won't anybody bring up these definitions? They are means. It's exclusive use. It's in the right title. It's under national immigration. Nobody will talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about citizen of the United States. That is a term or a meaning that Congress uses to pound on the state law or the state actors, the people that work for the state, one of these states. That's it. Doesn't apply to us individually. And I'm going to throw that in here before we get through today. Why don't we know this? Why won't they do that? Am I supposed to believe that these people up there in D.C. don't know this? No. I guarantee you they know. You can't walk around the potholes. They use definitions and stuff where they deem it advantageous to them. But boy, this citizen of the United States thing is something they will not touch. Why doesn't anybody put in unambiguous statute? Not only is it the executive power of the President of the United States, it is totally unambiguous. There's no doubt about the statute. Nobody wants to really talk about it. You look at the briefing. We just go along. Let's go back to that First Amendment Establishment Clause, the freedom of religion. It don't say that. It does happen to be true
that the ones that
do are Muslims. Well, such as it is. I don't see Christians out here trying to blow up people all over the world. Do you? No, of course not. But they jump across this great bridge here that it's all about the Muslims. Well, it happens to be because under the definitions, those are the idiots, the subhuman culture that want to do all sorts of crazy things that we animals don't even do to each other. And the Sharia law is part of their culture. You cannot, they don't assemble or assimilate. Look at England. They got their own no-go zones. France, no-go zones. They saw where they was wanting to build a police station in a no-go zone and nobody would go there. Hey, it's not even safe to build a police station in your own country? And Germany, Merkel, God, what a piece of garbage she is. I guess Trump didn't shake her hand in the formal thing. I wouldn't either. What's wrong with the German people?
Attention.
Amongst other things, but what's wrong with those people over there? I know there's quite a few of them, I guess, underground that are starting to wake up, but they're going to wake up and find out they're going to be doing Muslim prayers 5 days a week because they will have taken over their country, just like Sweden. Hey, why don't we have a lottery in Sweden and Germany where all the women and the girls put in their names and then the ones that can be selected to be raped today by certain people that win the lottery. I mean, they don't seem to care. We can't make this stuff up. Back at a...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Well, we're back here, and wonder why, and I got permission now, Randy Kirkendall, a case out of Mississippi, why, when a case came out of the United States District Court, Southern District, Mississippi, which is not a constitutional court, easily proven, it was United States of America was the real party of interest. And I have two cases where the IRS filed in. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. And that's absolutely true. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. That's Congress. I got it in two complaints. So what does that mean? You see, that's one of the things that's unique about Westlaw is you can go in and search different timelines too. So I found out that up to 1913, United States or the United States was the real party of interest. After 1913, from 1916, it started to change from United States to United States of America. So the obvious logical thing is, well, something must have happened in 1913. What do you think happened in 1913? The legislatures of the several states, of which the Senate is representing the several states, no longer stood. Now it's the, quote, citizen of the United States. So the legislature of the several states no longer had standing in the Constitution of the United States. Yep. So now it changed to United States of America. Of course, the Pledge of Allegiance changed, I think, in the 1920s. Flag of the United States of America. That technically is a flag for Congress. But because the flag in 1818 says flag of the United States, not the United States of America. It's never been amended. We just don't know any better. I will never go against the flag of the United States of America or the flag of the United States, either one. I'm not going to do that. But that's what we have. I'm not going to desecrate our flag. Not going to happen. We've had an overthrow of our republic. And in Randy Kirkendall's case, the case was, let's see here. The case in the Fifth Circuit is 17-60031. 17-60031. And this came out of a United States District Court 3-14-CV-751. 3-14-CV-751, Southern District of Mississippi. When that, Randy put in a notice of appeal to the Federal Circuit Court of Claims. The United States District Court automatically sent it to the Fifth Circuit. They didn't even bother to read it. Recall the Fifth Circuit, and well, let's take a look here. Oh, well, okay, well, no, we have jurisdiction, though, and we won't dismiss it unless there's a motion to dismiss. So Randy filed a motion to dismiss, but had to go back to the United States District Court clerk. Finally got ahead of the head clerk and got him to look at it, and he says, well, I'll be darned. Never seen one of them there before going to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. They all, IRS, reduced all IRS type stuff, always goes to the Fifth Circuit. They'd never seen one. He'd been there for many years, the head clerk. It took a month to get it into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. And amazingly, when the, quote, district or the Department of Justice showed up in the Fifth Circuit, the real party of interest was United States of America. Now, magically, when Cohen filed in an appearance and the other one filed in an appearance in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, there's no more United States of America. Well, wait a minute, where in the hell did the real party of interest go? All of a sudden now it's just plain old United States. How did that happen? Out in the ether there, when it goes from the Fifth Circuit, which I think is, I don't remember, I think it might be in Denver. I don't know, that's the Tenth Circuit. No, Louisiana, I think it's out of Louisiana. From there to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, it changed from United States of America as the real party of interest to just United States. Why is that? Can you prove it? Is there some difference in those appellate courts? Of course there is. You see, the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals is a Article 3, Clause 2, Constitutional Court that sits below it in Article 1, Federal Court of Claims, that in 1984, before that, for about, oh, I don't know, 15, 20 years there, the Federal Court of Claims was a bona fide Article 3 court. The Court of Patents and the Court of International Trade are all bona fide Article 3 courts. They say so. So what happened? Why is all of a sudden now it's United States instead of United States of America? How did that happen? How did it go from the Fifth Circuit on the... Randy said, oh, I want to get up there into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, into the from the Fifth Circuit. Well, now it seems, guess what? The DOJ, Cohen, oh, you're not supposed to be up there. We don't want you there because you don't have, they don't have authority to be there. Really? He wants it moved back to the Fifth Circuit. Why would he do that? Isn't his interest in justice? Really? Does it make any difference what appellate court? Of course it does. So what's the difference? Well, I went back and I looked up because I have access to Westlaw and I have access to the GAO different Senate reports and stuff for, I don't know, I think it's up to, I don't know, 1985 or somewhere along in there. It's amazing what you find that these guys talk about that we don't get to see. Because unless you want to go to the GAO, the government accounting office, and get into the archives, what is the difference? This is a Senate report, and it is Senate Report 96-304. Which anybody wants, I'll send you a copy. To just, by the way, if anybody communicates with me at ralph@alaskaminuteman.com, put IRS in the subject matter, because I get so many of them, for me, we're from 500 to 1,000 a day, and I've just went down to just, if it doesn't say IRS, I just don't want to take the time. I just, anyway, if you want a copy of this, just say, do you want a copy of the, put IRS in the subject matter and say you'd like to see a copy? I like to have stuff. Anybody that won't show you something or show you cases, oh, yeah, it happened, but it's all sealed or what, don't believe them. Too many shysters. Senate Report 96-304. It was done April 3rd, 1979. Okay? So what's the difference? Why is Trump in the Ninth Circuit? I don't have a freaking damn clue. Except they got a problem if they went to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Well, you read this. They're talking about the appellate structure for the government claims, patents, and other matters. Title III has three purposes. To fill a void in the judicial system by creating an appellate forum capable of exercising nationwide jurisdiction over appeals in areas of law where Congress determines there is a special need for nationwide uniformity. Do you think that the aliens, the refugees, and the presidential power of the United, the executive power of the United States is not nationwide? Let's continue. To improve the administration of the patent law by centralizing appeals in patent cases, to provide an upgraded and better organized trial forum for the government claims cases, to achieve these goals, this bill establishes a new federal court of appeals to be called United States Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. This is accomplished by merging the Court of Claims and the Court of Customs and the Patent Appeals, a bill that creates a new Article I trial forum known as the United States Court of Claims, which would inherit the trial jurisdiction of the Court of Claims. This bill creates an Article III court that is similar in structure to the 11 other circuit courts of appeals. Similar, not the same. It is composed of 12 judgeships of the Court of Claims and the Court of Customs and Patent Appeals, which has become United States Circuit judgeships. Those courts are abolished by the merger. The new court is online with other federal courts of appeals. That is, it is not a new tier of judicial structure. The Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit differs from the other federal court of appeals, however, in that the jurisdiction is defined in terms of subject matter rather than geography. The new court inherits an appellate form substantially all of the jurisdiction of the two courts abolished in the merger. This includes appeals in the courts against the government and appeals of the Customs Court, Patent and Trademark Offices, and other statutorily defined agencies. They continue on. Contemporary observers recognize that there are certain areas of federal law that which the appellate system is malfunctioning. A decision in any one of the 11 regional circuits is not binding on the others. As a result, our federal judicial system lacks the capacity, short of the Supreme Court, to provide reasonably quick and definitive answers to legal questions of nationwide significance. Duh. That seems pretty clear to me. Isn't that amazing? They go on to say, another answer to legal questions could be expanded through the establishment of new courts of appeals whose jurisdiction is defined on a topical rather than a geographical basis. Topical, subject matter jurisdiction, rising under Article 3. Topical, geographical is, the several states don't exist out there. You're a citizen of the United States and you exist. You're just floating around out there. You don't have a domicile. Welcome to the land of Oz. Geographical United States is where they use it. What is the geographical United States? Why don't we have United States comprised of the several states? Because in Article 3, Section 2 is a limited jurisdiction in the several states. A geographical United States is the outside boundaries, which includes all territories, possessions, and the outside of the several states, and District of Columbia. That's in their definition. You see the scam that's going on here? It's something, this is where corporations operate, corporate fictions. The geographical United States. I had a corporation, Winter Telecom. I could buy and sell in any of the several states or even territories because the federal jurisdiction was not, because I was a fiction in law, domiciled in Alaska, my corporation was, until I undid it when I found out I couldn't go fight unless I had a lawyer, a lying lawyer. Been there, done that one. Here it is. This is their stuff. The Ninth Circuit doesn't have nationwide jurisdiction, so what the hell are we doing there? Why don't they use definitions alien? Why don't they use the definition refugee? Because they can't. Where did the United States District Court in Hawaii come from? It came out of the territorial laws of the Territory of Alaska, 28 U.S.C. 132. Judicial power of a district court. What does that mean? The Constitution says judicial power of the United States. What does that mean? Judicial power of the United States arises under. That's why they always have arises under, because it is a contract, a constitution, and the power that is derived from that document arises under. Do they say that in this 132? No. Another lawyer trick. These guys are good. They are really good. You got to hand it to them. They don't teach us this stuff because we're on a need to know, and I guarantee you, we do not need to know how to read twin speak, triple speak. What does 132 say? So they put all of the district courts of the United States, which is the constitutional one, the United States district courts, which are basically admiralty and all of these other cases, I got United States district courts, means under transportation anywhere in the whole frickin' damn world, from possessions to territories to D.C. to the states of the United States. State of the United States is another one. That's what these things are. They're just like a political subdivision, but technically they don't follow under that. Creation and composition of district courts. They don't say District Court of the United States. It's District Court. A district court shall consist of a district judge or judges in the district for the district regular active service. Blah, blah, blah. Except as otherwise provided by law. By the way, that definition of by law is anything from a statute of the United States to regulation to administrative. I got that out of the Attorney General's manual. 1947 or 46, yep. Or rule. Really, a rule. A rule, that's administrative. Or it can be the rules of court. You see, the rules of court trump all statutes under their local rules. Do you know the federal, and I'm going to call and confirm, but the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals doesn't have local rules? Every other circuit court has local rules, which go back to 1934, civil, or 1940, which says, guess what? Our rules of court trump all statutes. Really? Or order of court, quote, the judicial power of a district court. Judicial power of a district court. What the heck does that mean? Doesn't say judicial power of the United States. Does a district court have a constitution? No. You got to go look at the beginning of what the thing they're talking about. Back in a minute.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back to this Hawaii guy, or this United States District Court judge in Washington. It says here, provided by law, which I'm going to look up the definition of by law here when I come back after the top of the hour, or rule or order of the court. His order, the judicial power of the district court. So an order is the judicial power of the district court. What does that mean? District, what does it mean? Judicial power. How does a district court get judicial power? Because he is called an inquisitor by his own. It's not based on law. See, none of these judges, United States District Court judges, there should be a judge of the District Court of the United States. I've got the civil commissions that they used to do, like Manju Draxton, where they'd be a judge of the United States. Now they're district court judges. Big difference. Judge of the United States. Of source origin relationship, the is an article. Judge of the United States. Now they're a United States District Court judge, which is using the nouns as an adjective of a judge, not the judge of the United States. Just the judicial power of the district court. That's an inquisitor. That's just somebody that says, hey, I got a black robe. I'm a member of the bar, and you guys are so damn stupid. You get around and bow down to me because you think I actually got judicial power of the United States. I have no judicial power. I'm just here because the bar supports me. That's in Alaska. Proven. The bar took over the courts in 1974. Proven. Do you think they didn't take them over here? Judicial power of a district court. So he issues an order. Well, hey, it's good, right? With respect to any action, suit, or proceeding may be exercised by a single judge. So the judicial power of a district court can be exercised by a single judge by order. That's what he's doing in Hawaii. That's what they did in Washington. What's anybody complaining about it? Huh? They say they're doing it. We threw out inquisitors. Only if you they can conduct inquisitions like the IRS. If you are a citizen of the United States and a taxpayer, you got to be a taxpayer before the IRS can do inquisitions. I can prove that too. You got to be a fiction in law. You got it's because a citizen of the United States does not exist. It can exist with no domicile and no state. I don't think that's under the Declaration of Independence, inalienable rights from the Creator. I do not think that the Creator intended fictions in law. Man made up thing in 1866 where a citizen of the United States can have the same rights as a white citizen. Look it up. It's in 42 United States Code. 1981 and 1982 is a good place to start. 42, 1981, 1982. Have the same rights as white citizens. Of course, in 1870, they got around and said, oh, they can naturalize you and make you a citizen of the United States of America for the blacks. But nobody talks about that. We can't talk about these things. those judges in Hawaii and the judge in Washington are doing exactly what they are empowered under the code. They can, by order, issue judicial power of a district court. May be exercised by a single judge. He's acting in the land of Oz as the Supreme Court of the United States. Whatever he says operates nationally. Really? How do we prove that he hasn't exercised any judicial power of the United States under the Constitution, Article 3, Section 2? That's an interesting thing, is the standing thing. I've looked to see if they have standing. They don't seem to want to put standing in these briefs, these amicus curies, and all these other stuff. It's, how do you get standing to be here? Back after the hour.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.